Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 58. Let us sing hymn 58. We thank to the grace of the Lord. Let us now turn to Psalms 101. Psalms 101. This is a psalm of David. Let us read Psalms 101. Altogether, there are 8 verses. In Jesus' name, I read. I will sing of loyalty and of justice. To thee, O Lord, I will sing. 2. I will give heed to the way that is blameless. O, when wilt thou come to me? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. 3. I will not set before my eyes anything that is base. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cleave to me. 4. Perverseness of heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. 5. Him who slanders his neighbor secretly I will destroy. The man of haughty looks and arrogant heart I will not endure. 6. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. 7. No man who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No man who utters lies shall continue in my presence. 8. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all their evildoers from the city of the Lord. So this is Psalms 101. It is a psalm of David. From the psalm here, since there is no clear superscription or the topic or the title given or the any details given, but from the context of the Psalms 101, we're able roughly to understand that at the time David was already a king. He ruled over Israel. Alright, so from here, we say that it relates to the kingship of David, how he as a ruler, he wants to govern the nation of Israel. So we are able to know, it tells us about David's resolution when he came to the throne, when he became the king. According to Psalms, let us turn to Psalm 78. Let's turn to Psalms 78. Let us read from verse 68 to 72. Psalm 68. But he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loves. He built his sanctuary like the high heavens, like the earth which he has founded forever. He chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfolds. From tending the ewes of that had young, he brought him to be the shepherd of Jacob his people, of Israel his inhabitants. So 72 says, with upright heart he tended them and guided them with skillful hands. So here in the Psalm 78, it tells us about the David and the place in which the Lord has chosen. So in the verse 68, he has chosen the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. We know here it relates to the Jerusalem. And of course in the end, we know that the temple was there, the Ark of the Covenant was there. Then also in the verse 17, he has chosen David. So from being a shepherd, now he become the king to shepherd God's people, God's inheritance. And in the verse 72 says, with upright heart, he tended them, he guided them with skillful hands. So as a king, David, he was able to rule well. So in the 1 Samuel chapter 13, we know here it tells us about the story of the King Saul, how King Saul fall away from the Lord, how he went against God's command, and this was the message of the Lord God to King Saul. In the 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14, but now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him to be prince over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord had commanded you. Alright, so here tells us David was the chosen one. David was one after God's heart. So David now will be the prince over God's people. And how was he to rule? What is the work of David? Let's also refer to Acts chapter 13. Let's refer to Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Acts 13:22. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I have found in David the son of Jesse, a man after my heart. And here the lower portion says, who will do all my will. Alright, so David was the chosen one. He will be the one who will perform, who will fulfill the will of the Lord as the king. Alright, so Psalms 101 here tells us about David's resolution. When he came to the throne, he will want to be a king that who will act upon the will of the Lord. So as a king now, he will take note of his conduct and about his government and how he will want to govern the nation of Israel. So in the Psalms 101, we can divide it into two parts. The first part, from verses 1 down to 4, it tells us about David's desire for personal integrity. And the second part, from the verses 5 down to the verse 8, it tells us about David's desire for integrity in others, those who are under him, his subordinates, and even in the end, the Israelites. Alright, so David himself, he was one who pursued after personal integrity, and he also wanted others to do the same. That is why in the verse 2, I will give heed to the way that is blameless, and I will walk with integrity of heart. And in the verse 6, the lower portion, he who walk in the way that is blameless. Alright, so here tell us about the way that is blameless and about the integrity of the heart. So David was one who pursued perfection, uprightness, and he was one who pursued to be blameless before the Lord. So in the beginning of his psalm, in the verse 1, David said, I will sing of loyalty, or some other version, I will sing of steadfast love, or the mercy, or the loving kindness, and of justice, or the judgment. So as a king, David will place emphasis on this. He will sing on this, concerning the these two matters. And of course, as the king, here never say that he sing of the prosperity, or about the power, or about the position. No. Even though we know all these are important to earthly kings, the prosperity, the power, the authority, the position, and so forth. But here David was different. He says, I will sing of the loyalty or the steadfast love, and about the justice and the judgment. So as a king, this is important to have, or to be loyal, to be steadfast in the love for the Lord, for his teachings, for his commandments. And of course, also he know about matters concerning justice and the judgment. So if one is not loyal or steadfast in the love for the Lord, then judgment will come upon him. Alright, so he was always mindful about these two matters, about the loyalty, steadfast love, and about the judgment or justice. So he says, to thee, O Lord, I will sing. So in the heart of David now, definitely he will want to be faithful, to be loyal to the Lord. Excuse me. So in the verse 2, now this was his determination. I will give heed to the way that is blameless. Alright, so, oh, when will thou come to me? He says, I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. So, in the house, of course, here also refers to the palace. Today we know some, they are very cautious about themselves outside of the house, because they know when they are outside, people will see, people will observe them. But in the house, We know they may be a different person. They do what they want. So, because at the time, nobody is there to see, only the family members. But David was different. He says that within his house in the palace, he will walk with the integrity of the heart. He will walk in the way that is blameless. Alright, so he knows this is important. He says, oh, when will thou come to me? We know that as the king, the most important is they have the abidance of the Lord, not like the King Saul. We know that King Saul at the time, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord departed from him. So the Lord was not with him because he went against God's command. Alright, but now David says, oh, when will thou come to me? Because as a king, the abidance of the Lord, the Lord being with them is the most important. So that's why now David determined to be very loyal to the Lord. He will walk in the way that is blameless. So he makes now a determination. So he says, I will not set before my eyes anything that is based. Alright, so he will not do evilness. He will not rule with the evilness or the oppression and the so forth. So he will not set his eyes upon what is wicked or the evil. And he says, verse 3, I hate the work of those who fall away, those who fall from the faith, those who are not loyal, those who do not walk in the steadfast love to the Lord. So he says, it shall not cleave to me. Verse 4, perverseness of heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of the evil. Alright, so this was the determination of David. So David desired to have this personal integrity. And we know this was recognized by the Lord. And in the 1 Kings chapter 9, this was the second time when God appeared to Solomon, and God told Solomon about the David, about his father. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 4. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 4. As for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, with what? With integrity of heart and uprightness, doing according that all I have commanded you and keeping my statutes and my ordinances. Alright, so David was one who was loved by the Lord, one after God's heart, one who will fulfill or accomplish the will of the Lord. So David was one who walked with integrity of heart because he was one who fulfilled the commandments, the statutes and the ordinances of the Lord. So the Lord recognized this. So he was pleasing to the Lord. The Lord was with him. The Lord abided with him. The Lord led him and guided him so that he was able to be a good king to govern God's people, God's nation. And of course, in the second part now, David's desire was for the integrity of others. So in this second part, David tells us about two groups of the people. In the verse 6, verse 6 tells us the good ones. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. Alright, so David, he was the king, so he has his subordinates. So he will choose those who walk in the way that is blameless, those who are faithful. So they will dwell with him, they will minister with him, because this was his requirement. But the second group in the verse 5, he who slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Alright, so here tells us about those who are in the government. They play with the so-called, today we say, politics. So that through the slander, they talk bad. They slander their neighbor secretly because they want favor, they want position and so forth. So David will not want this type of people to be in his service, to be his minister. Alright, so those who slander his neighbor secretly. and those who are haughty, those who have haughty look and arrogant of the heart, those who have pride, those who seek after all this, David says, I will not endure. And in the 7, no man who practices deceit shall dwell in my house, means in the palace, to come before him, to be with him. No man shall who utter lies shall continue in my presence. So David decided in the verse 8, morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. So as the king, David, definitely he will use wisdom, he will use God's teachings and commandments as a standard, and he will make investigation, and then he will judge, then he will punish those who do not act according to God's will, according to God's teaching, those who are not loyal, those who are not pursuing to be blameless, or those who do not have integrity, they will not be able to stand before the Lord. Because David says, the Jerusalem is the city of the Lord. We know here it is a holy city. It is Mount Zion. Let's turn to Psalm 48. Let us read verses 1 and 2 and the verse 8. Psalms 48 verses 1 and 2. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation is the joy of all the earth, Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. Verse 8. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the living of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God establishes forever. So Jerusalem, definitely, it is the city of the Lord. It is the holy city. So in this place, David will make sure that there is the people now who walk in the way that is blameless, who walk in the integrity, so that in the end, the Lord's presence will be there, because they are those who pleases the Lord, and that the Lord will not depart from the city. So as a conclusion, Psalms 101 here tells us today that whether at the time David, he was the king, from the king himself, even to his subordinates and to his subjects, the citizen, or from the palace, then to the courts and to the capital. So whether be it the private life or the public life, David wants everyone to walk in the way that is blameless, to walk with integrity. Then this will be the city of the Lord, where the Lord's presence is, where the blessing of the Lord will be manifested. And lastly, let us read as a summary or conclusion. Let's turn to Philippians 1. Philippians chapter 1 verse 10. Philippians chapter 1 verse 10. So that you may approve what is excellent and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Then chapter 2 verse 15. That you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as light in the world. So it tells us twice, Paul mentioned that today we must be blameless for the day of Christ, and we must be blameless so that we are able to be the light of the world. So may the Lord guide us so that we will pursue all this. So in our prayer, let us pray over all this matter. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you the grace of the Lord Jesus. We will end our family altar here. May the Lord bless. Amen.